The Gemara Yevamos in Daf Samach Beis describes the tragic Ketira of Tamidei Rav Yekiva. Not only do we have to pay special attention to the fact that so many were nifter during this period of time, but the timing of the Misa also is considered to be something that requires significant attention. You know, any time of the year that this would have occurred, it would be a tragedy. But when you look in the Ramban, the very big Parshas Emor, the Ramban writes, you have to realize that Midaraisa, the days of Sfira, are days of great simcha. They're times of anticipation, times of immense joy. The Ramban writes in such a stunning comment that Pesach is Yom Tov Rishon, and Shavuos is Yom Tov Achron, Vayamim Hasmurim Bentayim Harein Tochol Shamoi. There's a kedush of Chol HaMoed to all the days of Sfira. And that means that Nikar Adin, the Yemei HaSfira, days of intense simcha. Rav Avad Yosef in Yechav Adas, in Chelek Aleph Siman Chof Dalet, writes that one has to recognize and balance the measure of Avelos, because this Ramban writes that Nikar Adin, it's a time of great simcha. And the fact that the Misas Tamid Rav Yekiva occurred at this time was especially tragic, because after all, it means that days of simcha were transformed. Days of simcha became times of avelos. Almost similar to what the Gemara writes in Ksuvas and Daftala, of course, it's always a tragedy. Meis aviv shel chasan, imo shel kalu. But the case in the Gemara that you know, at the very time of the chup itself, you experience avelos, that's something that is remarkable, not only in its tragedy, but the timing of. And you know, that's especially true when it comes to a day of Lag Ba'Omer. The Meiri writes on that very sugya, Yevamos in Daf Samach Beis, that what exactly was so special about the day of Lag Ba'Omer. The Meiri writes that Poska HaMageifa, the Misas Tamid Rabbi Akiva, came to an end. And at least at that point, one sensed that there was a certain silver lining. After all, it was a time of renewal. The Pichadosh writes in Tav Sari Gimel, that was the time Shehalach Rav Yekiva Eitzel Rav Hoseinu Shebedaro. And therefore, there was a sense of hope. There was a sense of renewal, a sense of resilience. And all of a sudden, to experience such a tzara, and not only on a day, but on the time of Lag Ba'Omer itself, means that you have to take a step back and you have to engage in significant introspection. Apparently, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, it's not really true that Pascha Mageifa. You know, we think about Corona, we think, okay, it's behind us. Pascha Mageifa. But when you experience something during this time, you recognize that that's far, far from the truth. And therefore, a dire response really is absolutely necessary. I would reiterate what I mentioned in last week's Sicha. I hope you had a chance to take a look. That statement of the Chosid Yavetz, it's found in a separate sefer, Orach Chaim in Perek Beis, where he writes that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Mishnah Novos, Gimel Chaf Beis, was so critical of those where, you know, they had an abundance of chachma, and there was a disconnect between that and their character, and who they were, their emunah, their bitachon, their acts of mitzvos. And there, as I hope you recall, Orach Chaim writes that point, that's what he experienced during the time of Golus Ora. He was a victim of the Spanish Inquisition. And he saw that the Amei Haaretz were Moser Nefesh. And yet, those who pride themselves in Chochmah were not. They were able to come up with every justification of how they were able to give in to the persecution and not be Moser Nefesh. And he writes how ironic that was. The simple Amei Haaretz had the ability to, and those who were the Balei HaChachma were unable to. And he writes, that's exactly the lesson of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that if you have a tree that has a scarcity of roots, if you ask me, can that tree survive? It can, as long as the foliage is limited. But if you have an abundance of foliage, and you have a dearth, a scarcity of roots, it's going to topple, because the only way that you can maintain that Chachma is if you make sure that the roots are absolutely firm. And therefore, he writes the stunning indictment that Chachma, that was supposed to become the greatest asset, tragically became a liability. And therefore, everything toppled. It was used as a basis of nothing. Nothing Moser Nefesh, nothing Makadesh, Shem Shamayim. It speaks to us in a sense, because if you ask me what is the challenge of our generation, perhaps it could be honored, it could be suggested, maybe argued. I would never say in terms of Eichus, but in terms of Kamus, of Esa Katora, we live in unparalleled times. Unparalleled times. The amounts of Siyumim, and the amounts of Arbasa Satora, and the amounts of Yeshivas is something which perhaps is almost unparalleled in terms of the Kamus of, in terms of Emuna and Bitochon. Can one honestly say that that is the hallmark of our generation? You look at the older generation. You see, it's true. Maybe they were not always zochet to the type of chinuch that we receive. But you know what? The part of their being, their fiber, their DNA, was elements of absolute emuna and bitachon. And that frightful statement of the Chassid Yavetz, that if you're not entrenched with that sense of absolute emuna and bitachon, the Chachma can work against you. What should be the greatest asset will absolutely become a liability. And everything can come. So I would suggest that, you know, we live in a time that, you know, we take pride in terms of what we accomplish in terms of our learning. You know that we have Talmidim that soar, and we take great, great pride, justifiably in that. But equal pride and equal attention has to be placed in terms of absolute emunah pshuta. Simply emunah and bitachon, not to try to understand the why question. It's presumptuous to think that we can somehow connect dots, but simply, as the Ramban writes, the very end of Parshas Bo, to recognize hakol gezeiras elyon. Everything is a result of hashgachas Hashem. And it's not necessary for us to take a step back and say that this happened because of them. They were absolutely overreaching. That is considered to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din v'chesed. But the fact that we recognize that a day of simcha is transformed into such avedus, that means that life can't go on as it did last week. It means a further commitment to recognizing that if we have a schus of Chochmas HaTorah, it raises the bar in terms of our emunas chachamim, it raises the bar in terms of our bitachon. It raises the bar in terms of our Yiras Shamayim and our Yiras Hashem. And don't let your Chachma go away. You know that Baruch Hashem, we've created an environment, even in difficult times, where people can thrive in learning. But as Rabbi Shmuel suggested, recognize we have certain rules. We have certain rules of masking. You know, look at your Rebbeim. Look at your Rebbeim. Emulate your Rebbeim. This is what your Rebbeim are doing. If you think you have a greater degree of Chachma and you know better, then it's foolish. And I'm afraid a whole structure can topple. Recognize that you have Rebbeim that emulate what they're doing. And certainly when it comes to certain safeguards, recognize that you may think that you're beyond risk, but realize there are people around you who don't feel that way. Be sensitive to their needs as well. We're trying to accommodate in every possible way. And therefore, the rule for the Beis Medrash is mentioned when you're in your place. So yes, you're learning with your chavrus as a pod. We're not insisting that you wear the mask at that time. But when you get up and you walk around, do so. Recognize the rule of the college, even sitting in a class. There's an expectation of wearing a mask. We recognize in Seder, it's hard. Hour after hour for you to learn Ba'asmada, but realize that, you know, you're here, and we have a right to insist. We have a right to demand, and it's a ha'azah. It's a ha'azah somehow that, you know, you can be privy to all the privileges and benefits that you receive, and at the same time think that, you know, that shomai nafshi, that I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, even if this is not what your Rebbeim are recommending and what they're doing themselves. But in terms of a broadest approach, everyone has to give thought to what we can do to redirect. Any havam of Paschal Magefa, I think, is disrupted by cultural experience during what now the simcha that was transformed into a time of enduring avedus. And the message, I think, get home. It affects the yeshivas that we're familiar with. As many, many lost chaverim recognize that this is really, in a profound sense, an absolute a son. Think about what you can do in terms of notching up in Avodas Hashem. But I would urge you to emphasize those areas of Yirat Shamayim and Emunah and Bitachon. Because as the Chafetz Chaim writes, if somehow there's a disconnect, Rachman Litzlan, the Chachmah you attain is not going to be seen as an asset. You know, that frail tree can survive with limited Chachmah, but you're zochet to abundance, the abundant Chachmah Satara, above into Chachmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol drata da'ehu. And if it's not deeply planted and deeply rooted in Emunah and Bitachon, the result can be that which is Kedesh Raka. You know, the Ramban writes that Sefer Shmos is the Sefer Golos and Gula. It begins with Golos, Shiv Mitzrayim, and it ends with Gula, because Gula, the Ramban writes, is El Malas Avosim Yashuvah. It ends with Kabbalah Satar and Hakamas HaMishkan. The Ramban doesn't make the contrast, but you can't help but notice the striking contrast of Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra begins with Kabbalah HaMikdash. It begins with Gula, Amalas Avosim Yashuvah. And this coming Shabbos, Sefer Vayikra comes to an end with the Tochah. Somehow a person lanes Sefer Shmos and you think that, you know, you've reached already Malas Avosim Yashuvah. And all of a sudden, you know, you lane Sefer Yikra, you see that we're not quite there yet. That which begins with Avodas Karbanos ends the Parshas Tukukos. Terrible Kvachos with the hope that Tichla Shana Vikiloseha. And that the Gemara writes, the Yankif, of course, of Shavuos. It's not a coincidence that we named the Tochacha, right, in this coming Shabbos, because after all that, in a real sense, as we all experience now, that Shavuos is a Yom Hadin, and therefore a person has to position themselves to see to it that you emerge Zakhar. But as Baruch Hu should give us that Siyat Lishmaya, to be able to internalize all these lessons that we've experienced, and not to be simply capricious in any way. See to it that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu earnestly and we focus on these elements of Emunah, Yirat Shamayim, Avas HaTorah, and Yirat Shamayim.